Hello, this is Pork Therapy, Episode 4. I'm Mike.
And I'm Stephanie.
And today, or this episode, we're going to be talking about virginity.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, we don't really know. Because somebody asked us a question about it.
All right. First,
we want to let you know where you can find us on the web and where you can email your own questions. You can email us at porktherapy, P-O-R-C, therapy, at gmail.com. Isn't that right?
That is right. And you can find us on the web at porktherapy.podbean.com. Isn't that right?
Yes, but I'm not going to make any Podbean puns this time. They were terrible last time. Awful.
Two last episodes, zero this episode.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes.
For sure. So, all right. So, we're going to get on the pork therapy couch and start talking about our...
Oh, we have a slogan. I say we ditch the slogan because we always forget it.
Okay, I think that's good.
I like the pork therapy couch.
It's a good slogan, though.
Oh, well, all right. And so we're going to get on the pork therapy couch, where communication is key in all relationships.
Oh my god, that's horrible. That doesn't work. All right, let's ditch it. It's officially ditched.
So the question today is,
This question did not come to us through our pork therapy email, which is why you need to email us at porktherapy@gmail.com. Please do. If you're sitting on the fence thinking about whether or not you want to submit your question, we keep everything anonymous. Isn't that right, Mike?
Anonymous, unless you explicitly want to be 15 seconds of fame by getting your name on Pork Therapy.
That's right. It's this very coveted thing. Everybody wants that. So this actually was a question that was asked to us verbally in person. And the question is a very simple one. Nothing about the meaning of love or anything like this. But this question is, what is virginity?
Yeah, it's perhaps less... deceptively simple. Perhaps not quite as simple as it seems on first glance.
Deceptively simple, that's what people say about me. No.
I wonder if they say that about virginity. Deceptively simple.
So, Mike, what do you think? What's virginity? What does it mean to you?
Well, I guess it means not having had sex. That's still very vague.
Yeah, I think that's what it means to a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah, what is sex? I think that's of the question.
Yeah.
I think that's really the underlying thing because, you know...
I would say, to me, virginity is not having had sexual activity. But even that's kind of vague because is kissing sexual activity?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Sure, can be.
It can, yeah.
So is virginity not having penetration? Is it not having sexual activity in
right.
the genitals?
And what does the penetration have to be?
Yeah, and for how long?
Yeah.
Or how long?
Oh. This is going to be a really dumb podcast.
No, this is... No, you just insulted the random, generic, anonymous person who answered this... who asked this question.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not. Well, the first thing that came to my mind when I heard that question was... the teenagers who get the, you know, abstinence-only talk from the sex educators at their school. And they think that, for whatever reason, they think that, you know, PIV, vaginal intercourse, is the only form of sex that will make them not a virgin. And, of course, it's taught to them that it's great to be a virgin, it's a good thing, and you want to be a virgin, or else you'll have a bad reputation and something other bad will happen
and,
to you, right?
Yeah,
you're supposed to totally ignore all your instincts and urges
yes.
as a teenager.
As
and
a human.
As a human being.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're supposed
to...
And
so what do? They're taught abstinence is good and abstinence is not having penis and vagina intercourse.
Right.
And so
that's
have everything else.
PIV.
Yeah.
That's my favorite phrase. I took it for granted that people know what I meant.
And so they just redefine what sex is. And it's almost logical to do so.
They do it in the butt.
Yeah. Or oral sex is, you know, having some, you know, going down on a guy and having him come in your mouth. Oh, and that, you're still a virgin because you haven't had sex.
Right, exactly.
Or doing it in the butt, like you said.
Doing it in the butt.
Oh,
that's my favorite one.
Yeah, you haven't popped
your
cherry,
literally.
How much
less of a virgin are you if you do it in the butt?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything, not that we're passing judgment here on pork therapy.
No, just, I'm not passing
just,
judgment
just
on anal sex.
Just making an observation, because it's actually very common.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a serious thing. Right. Like, it's really, really common.
There was an episode of Family Guy about the abstinence ring club or whatever that's going on in real life.
Yeah.
And the show was called Prick Up Your Ear, because basically,
prick up your ear?
Prick up your ears.
That's hilarious.
It was hilarious because basically the kids on the show, since they weren't having sex because abstinence is good, they found another way to have sex, which was to have sex in their ear. Of course, it's a cartoon, but that's the point is it's making fun of reality because...
But that's a really good satire because
absolutely.
It's totally true. I mean, teenagers have certain urges.
And they're going to be fulfilled.
Urges. Yeah, and they're going to do it no matter what, you know, you say. And if they get this perverse indoctrination that, you know, they have to hold on to this artificial notion of virginity. And so they do, you know, other things that aren't probably virginal.
Virginal, right. They're definitely sexual. Mm-hmm. So is that a virginity? I mean, it used to be. I don't know. One definition would be if the hymen was broken. And, of course, that could be broken numerous ways that aren't sexual.
Exactly. Doing cartwheels. And yeah. I think I've heard that before. Yeah. Doing gymnastics, tampons, anything. So, I mean, I think the question of what is virginity maybe is not as important as, why is virginity important?
Yeah.
What does it matter if one is a virgin? I guess I guess it would matter to some people because they have this idea that they want to save some part of themselves for when they find their life partner or something like that, right?
Yeah, I can. That's kind of logical to me. Some people say I want to save it for until I'm married, and that doesn't make sense to me because, but. Yeah. If you do that, and those people typically believe in the marriage of till death do us part,
then
you get married and you might not be sexually compatible because you've never practiced or played or know what you want or know what they like or know how to do anything.
Absolutely.
And then you're stuck for the rest of your life without...
With a marriage that's missing a huge part.
Yes, yeah. And
that's really important.
And then I've also known both men and women who were virgins by however they defined it, not not sex.
Oh, there's also the born-again virgin. Should we talk about that?
Yes.
Have you ever heard people say, born-again virgin?
Like, they haven't had sex in so long that
they're basically
re-virgins?
Yes, exactly.
Re-virginized.
Re-virginized.
I think I've been re-virginized a few times in my life.
I think that sounds like crap.
Is that like virgin third degree or something?
Yes.
No.
Sorry, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've known both men and women who were self-proclaimed virgins in their 20s and even in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were proud of it or depressed about it, but it's just up to the individual.
Yeah, that's exactly... I mean, that's a really good point because some people wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And some people wear it as a badge of shame.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm 30.
I think there's different reasons for that. Each individual will have their own reasons. Maybe it's religious.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's familial. Maybe it's...
Maybe it's
social
lack of
norms.
Trying, or maybe it's lack of success.
Yeah, maybe they simply don't enjoy sex or don't, you know, want it. It's probably pretty rare, but it could happen.
I guess. I don't know anybody like that. Yeah.
That's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, huh? You don't want to have sex, no one's going to want to have sex with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that brings up another point, too, and that is, like, sometimes some people put so much emphasis on losing their virginity, it's this transcendent thing that's very, you know, life altering and earth shattering,
and it's just
really not.
Yeah,
it's like,
not only is it just sex, it's probably not even very good sex.
Yeah,
it's the
exactly.
First time. And that brings up a point for me: why is it so looked upon as awesome to have sex with a virgin? They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. They have no idea.
Yeah, I mean,
I
guess
it's just a conquest thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a controlling issue.
Yeah.
A conquest would be a better word.
Yeah.
And it's
kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not very joyful to me to go conquer someone and be there first and not enjoy the sex.
Right.
And then...
Or have them not enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they don't know what to ask for because they don't know what they want.
Well, yes, but I suppose it is possible that there are beneficent people out there who actually, helpful people out there who go look for virgins because they know they can show them a good time and make them feel good on their first time. Maybe there are people like that.
Hmm.
I've never heard of it, but it's possible. No? Okay.
I don't know. I think it's more of a conquest thing.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Well, it's usually, you know, men looking for female virgins, right?
That's the
younger
in this
ones,
society,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, did we get a pork therapy email?
We just got a pork...
Oh my God, there's a hot one coming in.
The pork therapy hotline.
We want something better to talk about than this topic.
You just insulted the question asker again.
Oh.
There is nothing better
I'm
than this
sorry,
question asker.
Asker, yes, that's right. Don't listen to us, please.
Holy moly, no one's going to want to send in their questions because we insult them anonymously.
Well, if we guilt them into wanting to send their questions in.
Yeah, well, oh, great. We'll guilt them into sending questions, and then we'll insult them when they're without giving their names.
And we'll give them a terrible, shitty podcast when they don't send their questions in.
Boy, you guys are going to love listening to this.
Oh, my God. They won't be able to wait.
So, virginity. So, yeah. We've kind of covered,
have we covered the whole
what
thing
it is, and
it?
We've kind of covered what whether it's valuable. Is that about it?
Virginity. Yeah. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about teenagers doing it in the butt when they when they thought they were still virgins.
It is kind of silly. You know, I do. I'll say that it kind of reminds me of a certain culture that redefines language. Like the FCC bans saying certain words on TV and radio, like bitch. Mm-hmm. Although that one's you can say now. So
can you?
You can't say bitch yet?
We can say anything the fuck we want on this podcast.
We sure the fuck can.
Podcast.
But in general, I think, like, for example, like, shit. You can't, like, the FCC bans shit, so yes. Snoop Dogg made up shiznit.
Yeah. Did and he make that up?
I think he did. But whomever did, the culture made up a word to get around it. I mean, it still means the same thing. It just sounds different.
Or, like, when you're watching those TV movies, and they,
yeah.
And they're like, back the frack away from me, you apple. I love that.
Yeah,
and
back
everybody
the frack
knows
up.
Everybody knows what they mean.
Right, and that's kind of what like redefining virginity is like. I mean, you're still having sexual activity. You're still fingering someone. You're still getting fingered. You're still, you know, having oral sex, whatever. It's sex. You can rename it something else.
Oral sex or manual sex are still sex.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
I like what Dan Savage says. He says oral sex is actually Mr. Sex. And Oral is his first name, and yeah, you know, so you can call him by his proper name.
So that's virginity. Thank you for listening. And if
you might be sorry you listened.
Well, if you're sorry you're listening, email us that and let us know that
exactly, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
and
if you have a different,
we won't really care, but we'll talk about it anyway.
That's right. We'll talk about you and insult you like we do this question asker.
Yes. So, and remember, don't listen to us. And
yeah, never listen to us, and never.
But
and
when do you, email us your questions.
Yeah, don't listen to us, and if you do listen to us, don't trust us.
Yes, I like that.
And email us your questions at porktherapy@gmail.com.
That's right.
Anything else?
Bye for now.
See ya.